We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Bear Down Ballers here on the Field of 68. I'm Ryan Wall. I'm joined, as always, by Jordan Pollock. Before we get into all the action this past weekend, and that, as we know, didn't play out great for Arizona, they lost the nail-biter 73-70 to Wazoo. And they've lost four out of the last eight. But before we get into that, Jordan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm traveling back home to Louisiana, and I'm still in Texas after trying to get out there for like 2 days. The weather's been terrible. Roads have been super icy. It'll be warmer tomorrow, so I'll hopefully get back to Louisiana tomorrow. But stay safe. There's some crazy weather around the country right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Normally back where I'm at right now on the East Coast, the weather's horrible, but it seems like, you know, in the West in parts are pretty bad too. But Jordan, I wanted to get into this game because we'll get into bigger picture in just a couple minutes of Arizona losing 4 of 8, like I mentioned. But losing this game, once again, it's almost 10-point favorites heading in. They were 9.5-point favorites. And they lost by 3 points. It was on the road, and just another horrible, just terrible shooting performance overall by this team. They shot it just under 35% from the field, 29% from three, 61% from the free throw line. And that had two of our members of Arizona's backcourt, Kylan Boswell and Pella Larsen, combining to shoot 4 for 15. From the field. Boswell had 0 points, and Pella and Kylan had 6 fouls that were huge that took them out of a lot of this game. Just, I wanted to get your thoughts on this game as a whole and what you think just didn't go right here.
Yeah, I've talked about it in recent podcasts that we've done. Is I think the big issue is like, this team feeds off of energy and motivation. And when you're playing a team that's below 500 in the conference and you're the only one that's ranked and you're favored by double digits and the arena is like not even full, you probably have a little bit more fans than even they do, but it's still less than 50% capacity. It's just hard for this team to get up for games that don't have national buzz, mm-hmm. in a sense. Like maybe even they hate the fact that these games are on Pac-12 Network as much as I do, because their families probably can't watch. But it's an issue. It's a really big issue that this team just apparently isn't motivated enough for these games. What did you think? What did you take away from the game?
Yeah, I totally agree. It doesn't seem like they're motivated. And it's kind of a thing that I keep saying in all these road games, is that they just come out with a lack of energy and a lack of want and will to win the game. When they come out, it always seems like the other team wants it more from the gate. And that's a major problem. And Jordan, for me, I don't remember seeing a team that you know, at home looks like maybe the best team in the country one night, and then when they go on the road, it's, you know, where do they look like they're maybe not even a top 20 team that night in some of these games. It's really concerning, because as we know, as the season goes on and the games get bigger, you're going to have to win these, you know, conference games, and later in tournaments when they're in Vegas for, you know, Pac-12 tournament, and then, you know, March Madness, hopefully down the line. And Arizona falling to 3-2 in this conference that, you know, we always say, and we keep saying, that this conference isn't very good. And to be 3-2 it's flat out embarrassing, Jordan. It really is just horrible, and it's a terrible job being done, not only by the players, the coaching staff, and everyone involved. This needs to be better. And for a team that, you know, started the year that won 8 in a row and beat Michigan State and beat Duke, and then to lose 4 out of 8, like I said, and people like to say when they lost 2 out of 3, when they lost to FAU and Purdue, people are like, oh, they lost to top teams. As we know, FAU has dropped a couple since then. Purdue still looks unbelievable, so that's not a horrible loss. But they're now losing. They're not losing to ranked teams. They're losing to teams, some of the teams that are, you know, like Stanford, under 500 teams. Teams that are, you know, probably not even top 70 teams-ish. So it's really just, I can't really find the words, because it's they need somebody to step up more often, and somebody not named Caleb Love, because he still had 28 points in this game, 8 rebounds, yeah, 3 assists. He consistently shows up. It's always, you know, who else is going to produce? Because like Jordan, a couple of days ago in our last episode, you know, we were raving 5 guys in double digits. This game, 2 guys in double digits. You know, and only one guy that had over 15 points. It's horrible, and everybody just needs to play better. This is just not acceptable when you're Arizona basketball. You were the number one team in the country just a couple weeks ago. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one thing that I kind of pull from this game is this is really the first loss that they've had where the other team particularly like didn't shoot well. 30% from three, 46% from the field. Like, I guess they had three guys in double digits, but this game specifically is definitely has a different asterisk than the other losses they've had. Cause the other ones we point to, okay, like Arizona still has beaten themselves, but this guy and this guy had a career night. This guy just couldn't miss. This guy made every single play that he never makes any other night. And this one's completely different. As much as us and even the national media talks about how many NBA guys are on this team, like Caleb Love and Pele Larson, that's kind of ironic. I think this right now, they kind of look in NBA comparison, they kind of look like a play-in team.
Like, 100%.
Especially in the West, where you have right now, I think the Lakers and the Suns are in the play-in contention, but even they've had injuries, but it's like they're healthy, they can beat anybody. And then sometimes they'll just lose to nobody. And it's like, what are we doing here? So,
I agree.
It's just head scratching some of these games, and especially the way they're losing and just beating themselves, missing layups, taking bad shots.
Yeah, I think this is a result of something we kind of gave credit to Arizona earlier in the season, is that they have so many guys that can contribute. That's also, we talked about before, that some of the guys are a little too passive a lot. They want to pass it too much. They want to get others involved. They don't want to find their own spot. And that's when you have these matchups and you need someone to make a shot, and you have guys that, you know, Caleb Love did play well, but he still didn't shoot it well, you know, statistically. And Love,
he looked like the old North Carolina Caleb Love that we know. He's basically kept us from getting blown out.
Mm-hmm. Love, Larson, and Boswell, they shot it 14 for 40 from the field. That's just not acceptable. I know Love had 28 points, but if those guys, I was constantly saying it, if those guys don't produce, this team's they're only going to go as far as those guys take them, and that's you got to play better. And it's just, I don't know what's going to change here, because it seems like every game we harp on this, and every game, you know, it seems like the coaching staff, Lloyd, is aggravated, and nothing seems to change. And the games are only going to get tougher. They have some more very tough conference games coming up later in the season. They have to go to Colorado. They got to go to Utah. They got to go to Arizona State. You know, they got to go. They still got to go to USC and UCLA to close the year, which they're playing them this week. We'll get to that in a little bit. But there's still tough matchups on the road. So I'm very concerned by this team, because I know it's a long season, and it matters what you do early in the season, but it's better to have success later on. And it just seems like Arizona, they don't have enough opponents to have big victories, you know, marquee wins against. And it seems like they're just not playing their best basketball now. And I think everyone needs to be accountable. And I think that starts with Kylan Boswell. I've raved about him earlier in the season. He had some great games. Then he had a rough stretch, had a bounce back game. And then, you know, if he's playing like this, he had 0 points, zero assists. I know he only played 25 minutes, but that's just unacceptable. This team's not going to succeed if he plays like that.
Yeah, one of my favorite tweets I saw this game is Kevin Boswell had a Tony Snell game. We're throwing in NBA comparisons again. Tony Snell, I think it was when he was
in
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He played like 25 minutes, zeros on the box score in the stat book. And that's what Boswell had.
The only
outside of two personal fouls.
Yeah, had a turnover. Which,
and a turnover.
You know, so he had zeros. And in the negative categories, he had a couple each. And also, not just him, but the whole team, 18 personal fouls for this game.
Yeah.
It's really just, you know, it's hard to win when, you know, you're just kind of stabbing yourself in the back. Who else did you, Jordan, in this game, did you want to see more from?
I want to see more from Ballo, especially from where he was coming from last year and kind of the breakout season he had last year, still in Tubelis's shadow, but he was still getting preseason Pac-12 nods this year for being a first teamer, and 11 points. I've loved how he's been on the glass, and 14 rebounds is great. I think that should be the normal and the regular for him. He's done a really, really good job battling down low on the glass, but I think we still need a little bit more urgency from him of getting offensive rebounds and going straight back up and using his physicality and imposing on defenders, which we see glimpses of every here and now of just the hard dunks that he's able to have on littler centers.
Yeah.
And I think at least this year, I think we're still waiting for a game where he kind of just dominates on the inside and there's nothing that the other team can really do about it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, to me, the two things that I thought he has shown improvement earlier in the season, but as of late, he hasn't, is efficiency and just his touch slash shooting from the free throw line and just, you know, 4 for 11 from the field, especially when a lot of those are closer to the basket. That has to be better. That's not good enough. That's, you know, including the foul shots, that's 10 missed buckets. You know, when you're foul line in, that just has to be, that has to be better. He did, like you mentioned, he had a double-double. He wasn't the main problem, I wouldn't say, on this team. Because in reality, that performance, 11 and 14 rebounds, that's about, if the other guys who are counted on to score the ball succeed in that game, then Arizona should be good. It's just like I mentioned, the three lead guards, those guys are the ones that are counted on the score, really. And it just seems like Boswell and Larson, have those two especially, have had just too much of a streaky season for this team to succeed at the level that we thought they could. And I'm not saying that Arizona can't get back there and back to a team that looks like they can make the Final Four, because I still think they could and they can. It's just, like I said, and like we keep mentioning, in a conference that's not very good, you're just a little over 500, five games in. It's not really a good look.
As you guys know by now, we've partnered with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68 each and every week of the college basketball season. We have a special offer that will be available starting on Tuesday, January 9th, and running through Monday, February 12th, the morning after Super Bowl 58. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, in honor of the big game, you can use the bonus code FIELD158 and you'll get $158 in free bets on your first wager with BetMGM, regardless of whether or not you win that first bet. Here's how you make it work. Download the BetMGM app. Sign up using the bonus code FIELD158. Deposit at least $5 and place your first wager on any game. You'll receive $158 in bonus bets regardless of the outcome of your bet. Just make sure that you use that bonus code FIELD158 when you sign up. And remember, BetMGM is now available under one wallet in select states. As a New Jersey resident, this is super convenient when I have to go cover games in New York or Philly, which happens quite a bit. When you cross state borders, you just log into your existing account and fire away. You don't have to create separate accounts in each state. It's easy, it's simple, it's clean. And most importantly, we have some fun stuff coming up for the heart of the college basketball season. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops odd boosts, and my favorite, a nice juicy parlay boost. So download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Field 158.
Yeah, and at this point, like, I'm in Big 12 country right now, and over the weekend I was watching a lot of Big 12 games. That conference is gonna get like 80% of its teams into the tournament.
Loaded every year, loaded.
And the Big 10 is gonna have at least three automatic bids with Purdue, Illinois, and Wisconsin. The way those three clubs are playing right now, the Big East is gonna pull out a lot of good ball clubs. UConn's number one right now. Marquette's still good. Providence has looked pretty dang good lately. Creighton's still good.
Yeah, their days of an automatic bid are out the window after this year.
Yeah.
Of a basic automatic bid.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, for the conference. And so right now you're kind of getting to the point where it's, especially with how they're falling in the conference, like I would not, if they drop another game, I would not be surprised if they drop into the 20 to 25 range of eight people. But I think one way to look at the glass half full, which I think I feel like I can do somewhat, is over the last 2 years of the Tommy Lloyd era, we've kind of had little bumps in the road through this season, not nearly what it's been this year, but play has been stagnant, pretty much like pretty high level throughout the entire season. And then the second the tournament happens, something happens and it goes down. As opposed to some programs, you look at like, especially like I was talking about Wisconsin being my big thing. They've just done this since the start of the year. And if they keep doing that, by the time March comes, they're going to be at just a level that it's going to be really hard for teams to pull one over on them. And so I think we're starting a little lower right now. And I think there's a lot of room to go up to where the last 2 years, I don't think you could see really much room where the team could improve. And so by tournament time, whenever they saw something new, it was really hard for them to adjust, because it was like, okay, like we've been playing this specific way and it's been great for us all year. And now Houston's playing super aggressive against us and Mathurin can't score. So what are we going to do? Oh, guys are missing threes. Oh, we can't play. Oh, Kubelis is having a bad game last year and Princeton's guarding throwing us off the 3-point line. There's no other ways we can score. And so I think that's a way to look at the glass half full is this team is seeing a bunch of different ways that they're losing. And I think if Tommy's the guy that we think he is, he's got a great chance to just continue to gain experience, especially with this team. There's still transfers on this roster that are playing huge roles with guys that they've been playing together with for 3 months. And so there's still a lot of room for them to improve, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, I totally agree with that. And that's there's a great chance of that. You know, we're overreacting a little bit at the start of this show, but yeah, Arizona, the Pac-12 still, and I still say this, it's not a very good conference, even though Arizona just, you know, lost two out of the last four games and they lost two of them on the road. It's concerning. But I still believe in Tommy, like you mentioned. I still believe in him to lead this squad. It's just the point is the last couple of years, they would lose one and then they would bounce back.
Definitely.
This year, obviously, you know, they haven't lost four in a row. They've lost four out of the last eight. So they're still bouncing back. That's still containing, but they're bouncing back. And then next time they go on the road, they're right back to their old ways. You know,
yes.
So that's the only part to me that it's a little bit different here, Jordan. But I wanted to move on, Jordan, and talk about their next game. And good news for everybody, it's on ESPN and it's back at home at the McHale Center. It's tipping off at 8 p.m. local time, 10 p.m. on the East Coast. It's Arizona, who now, like you mentioned, they dropped in the rankings, ranked number 12, taking on an 8-9 USC Trojan team, who recently just lost their best player, Isaiah Collier, one of the best rookies or freshmen, if not the best freshman in the entire country. Guys look like an absolute stud this year. So Arizona does come into this game -17.5, heavy favorite, but USC still has some playmakers. They still have veterans, and Boogie Ellis is still leading the show there. They have Bronny James starting, who has been up and down in his, you know, short college career at this point. They got Kobe Johnson returning. So they still have some depth, although they're missing their best player. I personally have a feeling it's going to be a little closer than 17.5. What's your first take on this game, Jordan?
Yeah, I would agree. I do think it'll be a little closer. And as much as we've been bagging on this Arizona team, Tommy still has yet to lose back-to-back games in his Arizona head coaching career. So I imagine they're going to win this game. They're going to feed off the energy that McHale gives them. They're going to feel more motivated. And right now they're, like I said, they're, you use the NFL comparison, they're the Cowboys right now. They look like a completely different team.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like a different team in when they play in McHale versus when they play in a gym that's half full. You know, so I imagine they're going to win probably a little closer than 17. I would agree with you, especially with how underperforming USC has been this year. compared to where you and the national media had put them preseason.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be a lot better this year. The recent injury to Collier doesn't help them, obviously, but you know, they've lost some games. They've lost some tough games, lost to Long Beach State earlier in their year, lost to both of the schools in Oregon, among others. So yeah, I thought this team was going to be better, but I also had a feeling that it would take a while for them to figure out the mix because they just have so many guards and so many playmakers on this team. Collier's out now, so you know, Bronny gets more opportunities there to lead the show, but still, Boogie Ellis is averaging almost 19 a game. He's been fantastic, 45% from deep. He's one of the best guards in the conference. And then you got Kobe Johnson, who's a really good player. And they just have a lot of different guys. So I think, you know, they got to figure out their right mix. I'm gonna predict that Arizona wins this game by, I'm going to say they win this game by 12 points, so they don't cover, but they get back on track and they beat, you know, a team in USC, like I mentioned, who still has a lot of big names, a lot of talented players. And Jordan, this game's on ESPN, so Arizona has to bounce back in a big way. What's your prediction on this game, and how else do you think this will play? This one will play?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Play out.
Yeah, I think it'll be a classic bounce back game for Arizona. They'll probably have three or four guys in double figures. Like last week didn't happen at all. I'd say they'll win by 15 against SC.
Yeah, I really think we've said this before, but I really think it's just a testament to the how good McCall is as a crowd. And to me, it's one of the best crowds in all of college sports.
Yeah,
just when this team returns home, it's every single time the crowd shows up, they're ready and they're ready to go and lead and help with Arizona, you know, getting a victory. So yeah, I think we both are on the same page. Hopefully, you know, the streak doesn't get broken this time with Arizona losing two games in a row, the Tommy Lloyd era. But Jordan, before we go, do you have any other thoughts about this game, just overall in general about how the program, the basketball program is right now? And yeah,
it's as much as I've been on Twitter with Arizona fandom over the last 48, 68 hours, the basketball program, even though after a big loss like this, it's still in probably a better state than the majority of the athletic department is.
Yeah.
And I think talking about McHale, I think that's all to Zona Zoo and the fan base. So especially from what we've seen this weekend, Wildcat Nation is definitely strong right now. And it's awesome to see how the fan base is kind of surrounded around just athletes as much as we're the elephant in the room with the football team, with everything that's happened in the last weekend. It's been cool to see the fans giving support and showing outrage where they think it's deserved.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. The basketball program has always been the rock for Arizona.
Yes,
that
for sure.
The football program has been up and down the last decade plus, and the basketball program most of the time is really solid, really stable, and just great team to watch. But yeah, I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in, for watching, viewing, liking, and subscribing to today's episode of Bear Down Ballers. I'm Ryan Wall. He's Jordan Pollock. Follow us on X at Bear Down AZ Pod. Follow the Field of 68, and we'll see you next time.